Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak why love relationships fail. Okay. When we get in love with somebody, we idealize that person to love more. So we don't want to see the bad habits, the bad stuff from the other person, because love makes blind. And then we are together, and inside of us, we're building up negative sentiments. What we are not aware of, because we would love want to love more, and negative sentiments going inside of us more and more, more and more, and more and more, and sometimes then we explode, we misunderstand each other, and so on. So then, who wonders? That other couple doesn't have so much love for each other anymore. Because inside of them are so many negative feelings against the other partner. And so love is over. When we separate, then who wonders why so many negative sentiments are coming up? We are full of hate and rage and and so on. Why? Because we have suppressed them all the time. And when the situation is over, all the negative sentiments coming up. So this means we had already these negative sentiments inside of us when we were together. And this is true for every love relationship. We're not aware of it, but inside is a nagging. Then we could not enjoy our time together because of our negative sentiments inside. And even our time was horrible when we stay spending together. How would it be if we would release the negative sentiments? Then the relationship would be rescued and we don't need to separate. It's just so easy. It's just so damn simple, easy. Get rid of them, you can love again. It's just so simple. Okay. Everything has two poles, and so also love. So more we love, so more negative sentiments we have against that love. It is just after the law of polarity, it must be. There's much love, there's much also hate, anger, fear. So it's natural to have negative sentiments and get rid of them. That's so simple. Then we can have more. If we are together the first time and then we love, then our lust or our sexual drive is building up to have sex with the other partner, you agree? And from nature, people are by nature multiple sex. Love to have multiple sex with many partners. Okay, we love somebody. Our sex drive goes going up. We cannot have enough sex for the first month because nature wants children. Makes sense. So if the man is changing his partner, for sure his sex drive will go up against the roof, for sure. And if the woman got pregnant, she's looking for a nest, looking for shelter to get the baby. It's all the nature, and you cannot fight against it. It is inside of everybody. So it makes more difficult. So in previous situation, previous generations, it was so that the parents were choosing the right partner and they were checking if the habits are fitting together and that the habits and the abilities are proper from the other spouse, and that the man is earning enough money, that she is tidy, that she is not wasting money, that she is saving money in order to build up great relationships. And these partnerships had been most of the time not connected with love, because the family doesn't want the love, because love makes everything difficult. So this was one solution. And today we want to go with the love, and then we're running in huge problems. So my friend said it's so simple. When I marry the next time, this means the third time, we both make therapy. He had sworn it and they had done it. And this time the marriage is working out, because every 14 days they go on a Saturday to a therapy group separately, not together, in the same group, separately for a whole day. And this is it. it's just so deep, simple. So I hope that you have learned something and try it this way. This way it's working. Thank you very much.
And bye.